KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly clear and 61 degrees, and we look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today with a high of 85, winds southeast at around 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Well, the number of people in Iowa who've died from complications of COVID-19 currently stands at 1,011. That's 7 more than yesterday. The Iowa Department of Public Health reports of those persons who died, 719 had a pre-existing medical condition. 541 of the deaths occurred at long-term care facilities. There have been 241 additional positive COVID-19 cases now since 10 a.m. Wednesday for a total of 53,738. And Cass County is now reporting 4 new positive cases of COVID-19 since Wednesday for a total of 100. Adams and Adair counties each report 1 new positive case for a total of 18 in Adams County and 151 in Guthrie County. Shelby County has 4 more cases for a total of 199. And Pottawatomie County has 5 more positive cases of COVID-19. Pottawatomie County also reports an additional death since the outbreak for a total of 31. In his report to the City Council in Atlantic Wednesday evening, City Administrator John Lund said that Mayor Dave Jones, who had attended the League of Cities meeting last week, brought to his attention some very important information that may be beneficial to the city with regard to the CARES Act.
Well, the city was, on a per capita basis, allocated $155,100 in eligible funds.
On August the 4th, Governor Kim Reynolds announced the state will allocate $125 million in federal CARES Act funds to local governments to assist with direct expenses up to 25% incurred from March until July 1st in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Of those funds, $100 million will go toward reimbursement for COVID-19 expenses. It'll be divided between eligible cities and counties, with 60% going to cities, 40% going to counties based on their population using 2019 census data. The remaining $25 million will be used to cover local governments' match requirements for FEMA. Reynolds said the funding will go toward medical supplies and equipment, personal protective equipment, sanitizing products, testing supplies, and ventilators. It could also go towards other COVID-19-related expenses like payroll costs for public health and safety personnel or emergency staffing. It would also go towards costs associated with enhanced 211 services. Lund mentioned at their next regular meeting, the Atlantic City Council will act on a resolution with regard to the CARES Act and related funds. He said also some other items on the next agenda include the donating of city-owned lots to persons who wish to build a house on the property within city limits, with certain provisions, such as the recipient must be an owner-occupied house and not other structures like garage or multifamily structures like an apartment building. The Personnel and Finance Committee, he said, also reviewed wastewater and septic system issues, and a revised ordinance will be coming out on that for the Council's approval. As a result, some rebates and corrections are likely. And the Council, as expected last night, approved the partial vacating of a right-of-way between Hemlock and Sycamore Streets, south of East 18th Street. Each of the abutting property owners will be contacted and informed of the City's decision to vacate the alley and divide the right-of-way among the 8 abutting lots. The Council's decision followed on the heels of a review and recommendation of the matter by the City's Planning and Zoning Commission. The Red Oak Police Department reports 2 arrests. At around 12:25 a.m. today, officers arrested 47-year-old Tiffany Lee Palmer of Red Oak on a valid Montgomery County warrant for violation of probation. Palmer was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $5,000 cash-only bond. And a little after 9 p.m. on Wednesday, 42-year-old Jill Renee Coddington of Red Oak was arrested for theft in the fifth degree. She was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer Wednesday afternoon released a list of 28 people who had been arrested over the past 8 weeks, plus an undefined list of nearly a dozen people who were cited for dog at large violations. Information with regard to the dates and additional details concerning the arrests were not included in the chief's report. You can read an entire list of names in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Among those arrested was 60-year-old Kent Henriksen. He was taken into custody on 5 counts of forgery and 5 counts of theft. 35-year-old Troy Jean Mack, 65-year-old Ricky Don Bowman, and 55-year-old Tana Jean Bowman were each arrested in Audubon for domestic abuse assault. 59-year-old Larry Dwayne Phipps was arrested for possession of methamphetamine, possession of marijuana, and paraphernalia. 53-year-old David Howard was arrested in Audubon for possession of drug paraphernalia. 36-year-old Allison Hewton and 58-year-old Clay Perry Sr. were arrested on separate child endangerment charges. And 4 male juveniles aged 14 to 16 were arrested in Audubon for burglary in the third degree and theft in the fifth degree. 3 people were arrested on drug charges last week in Harland, according to Harland Police. Last Saturday, 34-year-old Zachary Scheffler of Harland was arrested on a charge of possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and prohibited acts. On August the 12th, 18-year-old Morgan Schwery of Harlan and 18-year-old Faith Howard of Prairie City were arrested following a traffic stop. Schwery was charged with failure to display a license plate, minor in possession of alcohol, minor in possession of tobacco, possession of a controlled substance and drug paraphernalia, and prohibited acts. Howard was charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. And this past Sunday, 38-year-old Jeremy Jolly of Manning was arrested in Harlan for driving while revoked. In our funeral announcements, Judy Bornholt, age 77, of Exira, died Saturday. Funeral services for Judy Bornholt will be this morning at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Terrence Terry Gores, age 68, of Defiance, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial for Terry Gores will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Deb Baker, age 60, of Atlantic, died Sunday. A celebration of life memorial service for Deb Baker will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Lewis United Congregational Methodist Church. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Catherine Havens, age 79, of Wyota, died Sunday in Creston. A massive Christian burial for Catherine Havens will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Ellsworth Shannon, age 102, of Manila, died Monday. Funeral services for Ellsworth Shannon will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Kirkman. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Leanna Killen, age 89, of Brayton, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Visitation for Leanna Killen will be held tomorrow from 1 until 8 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. The family may not be present during visitation. Mary Quant, age 99, of Audubon, died August 11th. Visitation for Mary Quant will be tomorrow from 1 until 7 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Bob Hengelman, age 78, of Manning, died March 21st. Memorial services for Bob Hengelman will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Ralph Akers, age 65, of Murray and formerly of Anita, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for Ralph Akers will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. Arden Leroy Grieshaber, age 71, of Cumberland, died April 17th. A celebration of life for Leroy Grieshaber will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Timothy's Catholic Church in Cumberland. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Jason Julesgaard, age 56, formerly of Kimbleton, died May 2nd in Iowa City. A celebration of life for Jason Julesgaard will be Saturday at 11:30 at graveside at Kimbleton Cemetery, followed by a luncheon at the Kimbleton Town Hall. A.J. Big Country C. Jr., age 20, of Avoca, died August 13th. Memorial services for A.J. C. Jr. will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at the AHSTW football field in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Roger Ewert, age 78, of Harlan, died August the 3rd. Memorial service for Roger Ewert will be Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Ron Wasson, age 75, of Linden, died Monday. A celebration of life gathering for Ron Wasson will be Saturday from 4 until 8 o'clock at the Linden Community Building. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. And Boyd Ray Lutz, of age 54, of Adair, died Sunday. Services for Ray Lutz are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.